Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we're not experts, are we, Dori?
No, we're not. We are two friends who like to talk a lot about series.
That's it. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed. And please remember, we're podcast hosts, not experts. And we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, our voicemail and text message number is 781-591-0390. Add it to your phone because I love a butt dial and we get them. We get butt dials. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
I guess we also love a butt email.
I feel like a butt email is a bit more rare, but
you know what? If your butt wants to send us an email.
Yeah, we welcome butt emails.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Busy with your butt.
And also, please remember you can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mentioned on the show. If you go to the episodes tab on our website, you can click on the latest episode. You'll find everything we talk about. You can follow us on Twitter. Forever 35 Pod on Instagram at Forever 35 Podcast. You can join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Forever35Podcast. The password is serums. And you can sign up for the newsletter at Forever35Podcast.com/newsletter.
So I have like 50 different things I want to talk about.
Let's time to chat. Into it.
I mean, which direction could I go in? Could I tell you about my favorite body moisturizer at Trader Joe's? I mean, could I tell you about my nails?
I mean, that's an option.
There's so much.
That's also
to talk
an option.
About. There's so much. Okay, so
there really is a lot.
Okay, I'll talk about two things. Okay, so number one, I have, if you've listened to this podcast at all over the last 100 years, you know that I hate my nails. I have short nail beds and my nails are incredibly weak, paper thin. And I've been on a journey to try to have nails. I've gotten all sorts of hard gels, Gel X extensions. I've gotten, what's that stuff called? Powder dip. And I feel like I have maybe figured out the answer. Shall I continue?
I'm listening.
Okay. I went to a new nail place. Now, this is a recommendation from friend of the pod, Jackie Johnson, host and niche influencer, host of Natch Butte. She goes to a place called M Blush Beauty in Pasadena. So if you're local to the Los Angeles area, there's a little rec for you. And they did an amazing, and I explained to the gentleman who was doing my nails, who was also the owner, I was like, listen, here's the deal. My nails are paper. I don't need the, I don't want extensions, but I want them to be hard. So like they kind of grow and don't break. And I had gone somewhere a few weeks ago where they had like kind of upsold me on something. And he was like, you didn't need this. Anyway. So you know what he did? All he did.
Talk to me.
He added extra coats of gel. That's it. So I have a regular gel manicure.
Interesting.
But the extra coats, because when I press down on my fingernails, they bend again like paper. They are not hard. Mm-hmm, I can't open a can of soda with my fingernails. But right now I can because I have extra layers of gel on. And he also added like a strengthening layer.
Ooh.
But I really, I want to say I appreciated this option because it has the affordability of a regular gel manicure. This manicurist really worked with me, really listened. I felt very seen. Like sometimes I always feel embarrassed because you go and get your nails done and they're like, whoa, your nails are weak or you're on the, you know, whatever it is. And it's always like, I can't help my genetics.
He didn't nail shame you.
No, it was like nail acceptance. And I didn't feel like I always feel embarrassed for some reason. So he suggested taking breaks from the gel. So, you know, just so my nails don't get even more weak. I'll probably do that again and I will cut them short because when my nails are long, they rip. But right now my nails look, I think, the best they've ever looked and like how I dreamed of them
looking. Wow. Can I see them, please?
Yes. And I even took a picture to share on our Instagram. Well, now you're looking at them and you're like, oh, they just look like a normal person's short nail manicure. But for me, I've had to grow my nails long. Like my nails long are another person's short nail. I realize.
Okay.
This is not a big problem to have. But since the age of 7, I have been self-conscious of my nails when we were on our way to a wedding and one of my aunts was like, do you bite your nails? They're never going to grow. And I was like, meow. And so from that moment on, I have felt nail embarrassment.
Wow.
We talked about this, right? How like one moment from your childhood influences how you still feel as a 40-year-old adult.
But I don't think I ever heard the specific nail insecurity origin story.
Well, also, I never had like, you know, people have hot nails. Like people naturally have amazing nails and I have like wee stumps. And then also my mom used to be like, your hands are just like my grandfather's. I'd be like, that doesn't help.
No.
Thanks.
No.
Anyway, so my current nail story. I feel really like, I don't know, and it also feels good to have nails that are strong because it's really annoying when your nails are constantly ripping around.
Yes, totally.
God, it feels good to talk about.
You know what? I am glad I can be here for you.
And then, you know, I will just shout out this awesome freaking moisturizer from Trader Joe's that I love. It's Trader Joe's Hydrating.
Let's hear about it.
Okay. Trader Joe's Hydrating Hyaluronic Body Gel Cream. And here's why I like it.
That's a lot. That's a mouthful.
It is. It's super lightweight and it's not greasy. So I can put it on right after a shower and then get dressed and not feel like I'm a lubricated, like a sausage getting ready to go in the oven. You know, like I feel
it just absorbs.
And it's just like a great daily moisturizer. I use it every day. I keep it on my dresser. Looking at the Trader Joe's website, $6.99 for 12 ounces. You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that.
Also, next episode, I'm talking to you about shampoo bars because I've got one to recommend as well. I'm all over the place.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You are. Yeah, I'm into it.
There's a lot happening over here. Now, let's transition because we are coming out of Rosh Hashanah. Correct? Today, is it Den?
Yes. No. Well, no. Today is the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
As a Reformed Jew, I generally don't celebrate the second day of Rosh Hashanah, but some people do. I did make two round challahs.
They looked beautiful. You shared an image.
Yeah, I did. They tasted really good, too. Mm. I just feel like I'm having my sort of annual high holiday religion melancholy where I feel like,
yeah,
oh, I'm not part of a community and, you know, I don't have family here. So it's sort of like exacerbated by that. Mm. My husband's not Jewish and is like not particularly interested, like nor should he be. You know what I mean? Like he's not required to be interested.
And he's not converting. So it's not right. Like it's not his practice.
Right. You know, I tried joining a synagogue. I was a member for like a year. Unfortunately, a few months in, it coincided with lockdown. So I feel like I didn't really get the full experience, but I also felt like it turned out, I don't think it was really the right place for me. And, you know, a lot of places aren't doing as many in-person services anymore, but I am going to in-person services for Yom Kippur with a different synagogue that some of my friends do go to. So I'll be curious to see how that goes.
And if you liked it, would you consider pursuing membership of that synagogue?
Yeah, I would consider it. I guess, like, I don't know. Maybe part of the problem is, like, I don't really know what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I'll know it when I see it. But I didn't feel super welcomed by this other synagogue. And I think that kind of like affected how I felt about it. So anyway, yeah. So that's just sort of like where I'm at. And yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm sorry you're feeling melancholy.
I think I'm a person who gets melancholy around holidays.
I can relate. Yeah, for sure. Like the aftermath of the holiday as well?
No, like, you know what it is? I feel like I always drop the ball on like making plans. And in the weeks leading up to it, I am not really thinking about it and I don't really care. And then the holiday happens and I'm like, oh, I wish I like was having dinner with some people, or you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, whoops.
Like, yeah.
And I think because I don't have, like, I think family is often the default, right?
For
holidays. Yeah. And when you don't have family where you live, you have to make more of an effort. And I just like have not gotten that memo despite living in Los Angeles for 8 years. And like, this happens like every year. So you'd think I would have caught on by now, but apparently I haven't. So,
well,
I don't
also,
know, maybe
you
vocalizing
know,
this will like lead to changes.
And I also think it's extra challenging to try to set something like this up right now. We're still in a fucking pandemic.
Yes.
You know?
Totally.
So that's just a whole other layer. So that also adds a whole other layer of melancholy too.
Totally. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Wow. I'm sorry.
So
that you're
I don't know. Thanks. I'd love to hear from like other people.
Yeah.
How they navigate this stuff. Especially if their spouse does not share their religion.
Yeah, that's a really interesting relationship experience, I imagine. My husband and I are both essentially agnostic, but having one person having a religious practice and the other person not participating, it's just an interesting dichotomy.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe we'll get some thoughts.
So, yeah. I can't wait.
Well, Dory, shall we pause for a wee bit?
Let's do that.
I mean, it's really not going to be that wee, but we're going to pause.
All right. Let's pause.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30+. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
All right, we are back and we have an email. Y'all, I got contact dermatitis on my eyelids, and my dear facialist said it's from my dirty makeup brushes. I thought it was just dry skin, but no, I've never been good about cleaning my brushes. Is anyone? She said, do it weekly. I cannot imagine a world in which I do this. Any tips? XOXOXO. Love you, babies.
There's nothing worse than when, like, you have something like this and someone's like, oh, it's because you don't do this thing. You know, like, there's a, not that you were shamed about it,
well,
but there's
also
this, like, feeling of responsibility.
No, totally. Like, but I also feel like it's one of those things where you're like, or I should speak for myself. I'm like, oh, I don't really need to clean my makeup brushes.
No.
Like, no one else is using them. Like, they're fine. And then it turns out, oh, wait, you actually do.
Yeah, apparently.
And someone has like a very clear example of why that needs to happen. I remember early guest Jessa Blades. I can't remember if she talked about this on the show, but I feel like I have had a conversation with her about cleaning makeup brushes. And so, there was like a period where I tried to be good about it. And like, I think now I put on makeup so rarely that I just cleaning my brushes is like the last thing on my mind.
Yeah. I mean, I have makeup in my makeup drawer that's like 5 years old. I mean, if not older. So clearly, we're not the best role models in this regard. But I did just like a quick Google. And like you can, what I would recommend to this listener is like, first of all, just go wash your brushes. And I now need to do this. And I was just going to use like Dawn soap and just wash them and brush them. But you can go on Ulta Beauty, Sephora, I mean, Target, anywhere. And there are makeup cosmetic brush cleaners. And I don't own any of these, but there's even like a spray where you just spray on and then wipe. So you could maybe keep that near your brushes and do that, you know, once a week if you're really on top of things. Mm. I believe that is like what makeup artists do. And like the very few times I've been near a makeup artist, I feel like they're always cleaning their brushes. I bet they're so good at it. But I clicked on Sephora and there's like,
they have to be.
I know, it's their professional tools, but like over on Sephora, there's like 8 million options. Job. Yeah. So I guess we all have to do this. This feels like flossing, but for makeup brushes.
Sigh.
Right? Like, I just don't want to do it, but it's better for everybody if we do it.
Ugh. Yeah.
Ugh. Who wants to do this work?
Ugh. Gosh. All right.
Okay. Here is an email that we got that I was very excited about. Hi, Katendor. I have the perfect suggestion for the listener looking to make showers more enjoyable. Try using a shower steamer. They are essentially bath bombs made for your shower. I love taking baths and using bath bombs, but in my first month as a new mom, I've had to settle for a nice hot shower. That is, when I can get one. You can find shower steamers on ye old Amazon Shopee, or my personal favorite are from a small black-owned business called Soul Balm Sisters. And then they included a link and said the Leave It to Lavender scent is divine. Well, guess who's waiting for their shower steamers from Soul Balm Sisters to arrive in the mail? It's me.
Hello.
I'm excited. And they have three different scents and they offer like a two of each package for right now. It's for $30 on sale. So I will definitely use these and report back. There's a lavender. There is something called Ascend and Awake. And then there's eucalyptus and mint. And the Ascend and Awake, ooh, they say, is grapefruit and ylang ylang.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Does that sound nice?
It does sound nice.
So thank you for this suggestion. Really nice. I will try it out when they arrive.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely. And I was also told by my children's pediatrician that bath bombs are not great for vaginal health, that they can be irritating.
Really?
Yes. Because...
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
So just a interesting fact that I learned about bath bombs.
Interesting. I had never heard that.
Well, you know, you're like, it's like scents that you're putting into the tub and then you're getting in there all naked and you can see how it might be irritating to people's skin. Yeah.
Totally. Like, it makes sense. I just never thought about it.
I hadn't either. No, I mean, either. All right. Well, shall we share this voicemail that is dedicated to you, Dory?
We should. All
right. I love your size.
Yeah. Thanks.
Hi, Kat and Dor. This is Rosie from Sacramento, California, and I've been a longtime listener since the early days of the pod in early 2017. You kept me along. You kept me company, rather. I kept you along on my long runs. I was training for a marathon. But I have a question about the right way to apply eye cream. I listened to that twice, the particular segment that Dory mentioned when she had her facial, and I'm still not following it other than the fact that you have to go from the outside in. Can somebody please post a video maybe to Insta or to your website? I was confused and towards the end of it where you said something about your eyebrow bone, because I don't normally put eye cream on the top of my eye. So I'm a little baffled. I would love a video so you can all show us. I can't imagine I'm the only one who's confused. But thanks so much. Love the pod. Thank you, ladies. You always keep me company. Have a great day. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, a video has been requested. I can make that happen.
Get that ring light turned on. Get that eye cream out and you get to work, Dory.
I get to work. I can't wait.
I envisioned it. And actually now every night when I put on eye cream, I think about you being told this and I've started putting it from the outside in. But I use my pinky finger and I just dab it from the corner of the outside corner of my eye to the inside corner of my eye. Like avoiding the eye, obviously, but following that line.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think that's fine. Yeah. And then outside, I guess outside in is the key.
And then you go, are you also doing like under your brow?
She said not to go all the way around. You just like, there's something about holding, like pressing really hard on the brow bone in two specific spots.
Have you been doing that?
This is very hard to describe on audio.
It is. That's why we're going to make you get to work for us and record that video.
Yeah, I will get to work. I will make a video. Okay. So that's that. All right. Consider it done.
All right. Done and done. All right. Shall we take another break? And then we have a
Let's do it for a
moisturizer on the way. I can't talk. Let's take a break.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
All right. We are back with the aforementioned voicemail.
Hey, y'all. I was calling with sort of a question, but also just, I don't know, I guess commentary or self-reflection. With respect to moisturizers, I have just found out that it appears that the moisturizer that I love, which is, I always say this wrong, but Olay Henriksen, their Sheer Transformation Moisturizer, is, I guess, being discontinued. It's on sale at Sephora, but none's available, and it's out of stock everywhere. And I'm very upset. But I love it because it's light and not a gel formula. And anyway, I just love it. And I'm trying to figure out what to do to replace it. And I'm finding that, I don't know, there's all these gels and water creams, and I just don't want that. And also, everything seems to be about making me look dewy. And maybe it's just my age, but I don't want to look dewy. I mean, maybe it's because, like, you know, when I was young, I'm 42, and I guess I feel like growing up, I was oily skinned, and so I always was wanting to not look oily, and now everything is all about looking dewy, and I just feel like I've spent my life trying to not look shiny, and now I'm supposed to, and I find this very sort of confusing on an existential level, and wondered if y'all have thoughts or opinions on any of that. Anyway, I hope you're having a great week. Thanks. Bye.
Look, I also have this sort of like generational thing going on where I'm like, wait a second. We were, it was like drilled into our heads to have a matte skin.
Yep.
Forever. And like the merest hint of dewiness, quote unquote, was like so taboo. I mean, we're talking blotting papers.
Yes, those blotting papers.
Yes, everything oil free. Like it's just so funny how it's just like flipped. So I totally feel you on this. It's been a real shift for me to not want my skin to look like paper.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's true. Like when I put on that Glossier Super Dew, I'm like, I look like shimmery grease. And I like it because that is like how I've mentally adjusted
to the
trend.
And then I see you on camera and I'm like, you are glowing. You look great.
But it is, I mean, if you saw me in person, I would look like I just dunked my face into a vat of canola oil. I mean, it's a completely different. This listener is so right.
I
really appreciate totally. You capturing this shift because it's really bonkers when you've been like trained to think one way and then then all of a sudden
it's really bonkers.
I mean, I'm having this with jeans, but we'll talk about that in another episode.
Yeah.
So
well,
we
do
see
we
you.
Have a recommendation for this listener?
Okay, so I went a little bonkers. So I got like really worked up about this yesterday. It like bugged me because this is a very popular product. Okay. I've never heard of this moisturizer before, but doing some research, it's very popular. So I checked on, first I went to Skin School and I looked for dupes. And the first one that came up was IS Clinical, and it was like $300. I was like, this is not going to fly. I mean, unless, listener, you want to go to town. The closest dupe was like very expensive. But one that was a little bit farther down the line was Fresh's Vitamin C Glow Moisturizer, which retails for $47, which I think is about in the range of what this Ole Henriksen moisturizer costs. So I don't think it would be a massive bump. But it seemed like that the Ole Henriksen cream is like very vitamin packed, which I believe this is as well. So that might be worth checking out. But I have to say, like, my dupe hunt kind of led me down a lot of dead ends. I was looking for products that I couldn't find or that were also discontinued. So then I called Ole Henriksen customer service. And I got on the phone with a very nice person and I asked, you should have heard me try to explain what I was doing. I was like,
amazing.
I have a podcast and I'm trying to find out, you know, I sounded bonkers, but they searched in their system and it doesn't turn up. So, because they didn't know if it was discontinued, but when they searched for it, it wasn't listed. So then I reached out to the PR rep who's in charge of Ole Henriksen's products. And I introduced myself and I said, I need to know what is going on with this freaking moisturizer.
Amazing.
And they have not responded. So I will keep you posted because I just said, like, what is this being discontinued? We have a listener who wants to know. And if it is, like, what is an alternative product that you would recommend? So if anyone at the Ole Henriksen company, including Ole Henriksen himself, wants to respond, we await your answer.
We do, with bated breath.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a final text. Do you or your listeners have any advice regarding attending an in-person funeral in the near future? I'd be coming from a COVID hotspot. It's an important funeral to attend, and travel by plane would be needed. I largely follow expert recommendations regarding COVID safety, but I don't anticipate that being the case for the funeral or many attendees. My plan would be to wear a mask and stay in a hotel alone. But do you hug? How can you not hug? And yet, how can you hug? Wearing a mask feels weirdly insensitive to the loss, and yet I cannot not wear one. Maybe no one would care, and I'm just overthinking it. Thanks.
I think you can hug in a mask, especially if you're both masked.
But this listener is saying that they're not sure if
that's right.
The other attendees will be masked.
I think if you're in a good mask, you can hug.
Yeah, I would get a KN95 or a KF94, not a cloth mask. Especially if everyone else is not going to be masked, then yeah, you need a really good mask.
You suit up in some hardcore mask armor. I like the well before for masks if you're looking. I think you should do it. You're coming from a hot spot, but you yourself are not engaged, it sounds like, in behavior that's left you exposed. And you're going to wear a mask. You get yourself a good mask. You're going to stay in a hotel alone. You're going to wash your hands. And then, yeah, you hug. And I don't think wearing a mask is going to be insensitive. So I think you are doing that out of the kindness of all the people who, like, you're doing that out of kindness to all the other people who are there to celebrate and remember this person. So yeah. I know it feels weird. I totally get that part, that it feels insensitive. But ultimately, I think it's actually a very gracious thing to do.
Yep.
And we're sorry. We're sorry that you're going through that. That sucks.
Yeah. Sorry for your loss.
Yeah. Well, Dory, we should end now,
yes,
so that
Kate.
You can go make the
yeah,
video.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, you know what? I did have an activity of the week, Dory, for this episode.
Oh, did you?
Yes. We got to wash our makeup brushes. Wash your makeup
brushes. That's a great activity.
Let this episode be a reminder to go pull them out and give them a scrub.
Yep. 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 Great idea, Kate. All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.